This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So now I'd like to introduce our lovely second guest, whose name is Holly Wagner from Green Kiwi Productions.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Holly. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself then?
Yeah, of course. I'm 24 and I run a video production company that helps small business owners to create quality video content that gets results.
Brilliant. So how, I mean, I can see in your notes and everything that you started when you were really young.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
Oh, thank you. I graduated from the University of Lincoln and I just sort of decided that I didn't really want to work for anybody else. And I thought, you know, there's no reason why I can't start sort of going solo young. So I got a loan when I was 21, I think, nearly 22, and I'm 24 now. And yeah, I haven't really looked back since.
So it's really successful, your business then?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I can live off of it, and
that's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. I just think it's important. I think your life comes first, and your business should kind of help you to live the life that you want to, and it's what it's doing at the moment, so yeah, really brilliant.
And did you envisage a couple of years ago then, or no, 4 years ago, was it? 4 years ago that you would be in this position now?
2.5 years ago is when I started. Yeah, no, I didn't really. I didn't really know what to sort of expect for the future. I just knew that I wanted to kind of help business owners, and I didn't want to be sat behind a desk never meeting the clients. I wanted to work with them face to face and kind of see results from them, you know. So that's, yeah, I didn't really imagine what it would be like, but it's amazing.
So being a videographer, what an exciting position to be in. You know, what made you want to go into filming then?
Funny enough, when I was 16 and I had to choose my A-levels, you know, I mean, what 16-year-old kind of knows what they want to be? Sort of took media, because one of my friends took it actually, which is not really good advice for anyone who's thinking about taking A-level. but she took it and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I took media and I just fell in love with it. I know that's so cliche, but as soon as I started filming and editing, I just thought, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Great.
So where did the name Green Kiwi Products come from? Productions, should I say.
It's a lot of media companies out there have very kind of butch masculine names, and I wanted something a little bit feminine, and I liked the kind of idea of using a fruit, and I came across kiwi, liked that, and kiwis are green, so yeah, that's how it was born really.
So they don't think you're from New Zealand or anything?
I do get that a lot, yeah, or the bird.
Yeah, bird from New Zealand, that's good. So is it very important for businesses to actually show their customers videos these days?
Very important,
More than it used to be?
Yeah, I mean, we're very visual creatures as it is, and with the kind of, with social media how it is now, and with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, it's kind of 90% video content now, and we just, as people, we engage much better with video content than words.
Yeah. So how much of the internet traffic these days is actually video?
A lot, and it is growing. I mean, YouTube is huge. Google now owns YouTube. I don't know specific figures, but I know Facebook is due to be completely video in 5 years' time, so that kind of gives you an idea.
So could a business actually afford not to use video marketing then, or not?
Well, it's not the only form of marketing. Yeah. I think in terms of an investment, it's kind of your best bet. It's the most effective form of marketing you can get. I mean, I wouldn't say you have to do it, but I would say if you kind of want to move with the times, and yeah, it's probably best to do it sooner rather than later, I think.
So does every company have somebody that is actually quite comfortable sitting in front of a camera and talking, or not?
No, not at all. And I actually specialise with working with people who are camera shy and nervous. And I mean, most people hate being in front of the camera. And I think it is daunting, and you want your video to be as good as it can be. So I really work with people to kind of help build their confidence. Make sure their video is the best that it can be.
So when somebody decides they want to have one for their company, would you go along and meet the team and then perhaps say, well, who's going to do this? And they might say, well, I don't want to do this, you know. And then would you sort of suggest maybe that someone else in the company could do it if they've got these sort of skills?
Yeah, I mean, I often work with one-man bands, actually, a lot of sole traders. So usually it's them that's on camera. But for the slightly bigger companies, yeah, we would kind of think about who's more confident. And it's quite nice to show a bit of everyone, actually, you know. And I think people like to see who they're going to be working with, and it's kind of like it's like networking online almost, you know. You get to kind of break the ice and meet someone before you actually meet them, and it's really effective.
And when you were talking about how important video is, I've heard that video, if you're on say something like Facebook, that's at the top, isn't it?
Yes.
And everything else you post becomes less important as far as Facebook is concerned.
Yes, that's right.
So are people getting videos, very short videos done? Is that something else that you specialise in as opposed to longer marketing videos?
Yeah, I mean, the kind of ideal time for a video is about 90 seconds, and that's because scientifically people's attention span tends to drop off at that point.
Okay.
A lot of people say to me, oh, I really want a 5-minute video, and I say, honestly, you want people to get to the end of the video because that's where your call to action is. So if you can, try and keep it to that 90 seconds.
Gosh, that must be hard. How do you condense 5 minutes worth to 90 seconds? That's a real art form.
It's all about kind of taking the best bits, and people are so passionate about their business, they really want to talk on and on and on, but you have to remember that people are really busy. Sometimes it's good to kind of have a 90 second one and then have a longer one, that if people want to find out more information they can then go on to the longer one, but you don't want to lose people halfway through.
No. So all these people that you deal with, have you had some really unusual and interesting companies, and do any stand out at the moment?
I mean, I get to work with a few musicians, and they're always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm a musician myself, so that's always quite interesting. But, I mean, there's no company that I don't think would benefit from video content. So I worked with someone, she's a male waxer, so that was quite interesting.
Did you have any examples of anyone having it done or not?
I didn't, actually. It was just her to come.
Shame.
I know.
That would have got loads of views, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
Gone viral, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think so. Brilliant. Oh, so
that
sounds really good.
Yeah.
So what about, I mean, you were saying just now about some of these companies, you know, who seem quite, not boring, but not as interesting, actually, that you can make a non-interesting company seem exciting.
Definitely. There's always ways around it, you know, and I think it's all about kind of showing people's personality. And I think, I mean, I've worked with accountants and ones that might be kind of considered to be boring, and they're not at all. They're really interesting videos, and people love to kind of see the personality behind a business. So it's always a lot of fun.
That sounds really good. Yeah.
And do you leave them to write their own scripts of what they're going to say, or do you sort of advise them? Because sometimes when you get someone just reading something out or whatever, it sounds really boring because they're not really expressing it, you know, naturally, are they?
Yeah, it's a joint process, actually. So normally I give them a template that kind of follows a few sort of marketing steps to kind of help them. And then they'll send it over to me and I'll perhaps tweak it and suggest a few different changes. And it's very much a joint process. I mean, I would never write a script for someone because it's not authentic and it has to come from them, really.
And do they always do it from a script, or do you try and persuade them to learn it?
It's a bit of both. So usually it will be them to camera kind of introducing themselves, and then while their voice carries on, we'll show visuals of the business. So because it's just their voice, they can read it. So yeah, a bit easier than just remembering it.
Yes, exactly. I just wondered if you had something like a television screen like they do on the news, you know, where it looks as though they're just talking to you on the camera, but they've actually got all the script going along.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about using that, but to be honest, unless you're used to doing it, it will look like you're reading, and you don't really want it to look like that.
No.
You want it to look natural, so we tend to avoid that. Also, cute.
I always think, you know, if people just reading things out, it just doesn't seem as though it's genuine in a way, does it?
No. That's exactly it. Yes, yeah, so that's why we kind of get them to introduce themselves, and it's not a lot to remember, just their name and their business. And
yeah, you'd like to think they wouldn't have to write that down.
You'd like to think so,
yes, but you never know these days, especially if they're nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else would you have in the video besides the voice then? You'd encourage them to show their products, and what else would you encourage them to see?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if they're product-based or service-based. For the service-based people, I get asked a lot, you know, what should I show? And it tends to be them working with a client. So I'm working with somebody at the moment who's a therapist, and we're going to show her working not with one of her actual clients, but with like an actor or a member of her family, just because I think people, before they book a service, and if it's something like therapy, it can be quite scary, so to kind of see what a consultation is like, it just puts people at ease, and that's
definitely
a nice thing to show.
Yeah, that's definitely. So how do companies tend to decide who's going to appear in their video? Do they sort of do auditions or anything or not?
Haven't had that yet, no. I mean, because I work with quite small businesses, it's usually the owner. Sometimes we have a couple of people working together, but yeah, it tends to be the owner, generally speaking.
And how much time would a company have to commit to doing something like this? Because sometimes people say, oh, you know, I'm really busy, I haven't got time to do this.
Yeah, I mean, it normally takes about 4 hours. We don't need the full 4 hours to kind of solidly film, but because people are nervous, you know, and if I said, right, we've got to get it done in 30 minutes, they would freak out.
Yeah.
So we give them 4 hours, which gives them enough time to read their script, to practice, and to kind of show some visuals as well.
And do you always go and film it actually at their premises or not?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10 we do go film with them because it's nice to kind of show their location and kind of show their place of work. I mean, my studio's portable, so I can always go to them, which makes it a bit easier, puts them at ease as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic that you can, I mean, that you work on the go. So many people these days can just work anywhere, can't they, in the UK?
Yeah.
So easily. But how do you keep up with technology? Because obviously there's so many changes at the moment. I mean, obviously, I suppose, like anyone else, but how do you keep up with technology?
I think, to be honest, it's more about kind of practicing your skills. I mean, cameras, that you could spend millions on updating your camera equipment, but it's not necessarily about that. It's more about kind of making sure that the video is showing the person and how they want to look, you know, and kind of promoting their business effectively rather than making sure it's all state of the art. As long as it's good enough to kind of create a professional video, that's less important, I would say, than working with the person to create video marketing that generates leads.
And music as well. Music is often that tricky subject, isn't it? Because of copyright. So how do you find your pieces of music that you like to use on them?
So it's really important to use copyright-free music. I know people often film on Facebook Live now, and Facebook will pick it up if you use music that's on the radio, and it is illegal to use as well. Yeah. So it's very important to make sure you find music that's copyright-free and it's without royalties and stuff. So there's a few websites that I use, but I am a musician, so I have composed music as well before.
Oh, that's the double bubble, isn't it? That's fantastic. Talented lady.
Oh, thank you.
So what have you done something recently that you would like to share with us? A certain video that you've done that you thought, wow, yeah, this has been really great. Or are they all?
I really like all of them. I mean, I don't mean that to sound really arrogant or anything, but I'm always work on them until I'm completely happy with them. And I just think, for me, it's about when they receive the video and kind of hearing their feedback and hearing that their classes are booked. I mean, one that stands out to me is a lady that runs a gym in Oxford, and it's for women that don't really like exercise and are a bit kind of nervous to be in the gym. And she said that her classes were fully booked after they saw the video, and just hearing stuff like that makes
different.
It worth it.
Well, I might need to book you then.
Yes, exactly. Maybe for the Just Women programme.
Well, we could have our own video, couldn't we?
I'd love to.
I think we should.
So how far afield would you actually go then to film these videos?
Anywhere, really. I mean, the furthest I've been so far is Sheffield. But I'm not limited. I would go sort of anywhere. I'd like to go to another country, maybe somewhere warm, and shoot a video.
We could always take Loose Women out to Austria, couldn't we? That would be a nice location.
I'm up for that.
So if anyone wants to have one of these videos, which I'm sure lots of people will, what should be their next steps then? How would they get in contact?
Well, I offer a free consultation for any business owners that are looking to kind of create video content. My website is www.greenkiwiproductions.com, and the free consultation usually lasts about an hour, and it's just for us to get a chance to kind of see how it would be like to work with each other and see if we're a good fit. And then it's not a pushy sales consultation at all. It's just a nice kind of conversation, and we go from there.
Well done.
Thank you.
A big difference.
Certainly
a big difference. But thank you very much in coming in and telling us about it.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.